My heart is so full. This weekend has been a big weekend in such beautiful ways and in ways that I've really seen what God has been doing, and I have a sense in my heart. You know, someone asked me this morning, and it was sort of this poignant question, does this feel like the finish line or the starting blocks? You know, and I feel like in so many ways, it's a starting block. You know, when we cut those ribbons on the tops of the stairs on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'd invited in, you know, local politicians and our Sunshine Coast Regional Council and people who have a voice in our nation, we really felt like we wanted to include all of those spheres that the Lord has called us to. And we had, you know, federal and state and local government. We had people here that we partner with in building community, whether it be through, you know, social service works or other, you know, programs, youth and family services. And there was this beautiful sense that this was a gift that God has, I believe, God has prepared for those spheres, from the very, you know, youngest who participates in this to the uttermost parts of this earth. I believe God has prepared a gift that we become. And I wasn't, you know, so much preparing weeks and weeks ago towards this day, but there was that stirring in my heart that our lives become a gift to everyone around us. And in the same sense that what God has blessed us with here does not become something that we revel in and glory in ourselves, but it becomes a gift. And the thing that really shouldn't have surprised me but floored me in the moment, the very first words that were spoken to me after we cut that ribbon was one of our community leaders in a significant role. He leaned into my ear and he said this, "You and I need to have a conversation about God." The very first words. It wasn't, "Oh, what a great job you've done. Oh, what an accomplishment. Oh, this was a fabulous day." The very first words in my ear, "We need to have a conversation about God." And I realized that's what this place is established for. And the songs in that you give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You are hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And that's our own stories. And may this be that place of the river of life that flows out and brings life to desert places, gives light to dark lives. Yesterday when we opened between 11 and 2 and, you know, Salt put out the word in the middle of the, you know, the rain that was belting down, you know, they put out this word that, "Oh, don't let this stop you. This is life and it is happening now." And people just began to flood in here. And this this stadium was filled with kids and families, and upstairs was filled, and, you know, all around the lobby area and then out in the pool, you couldn't hold people back. And so many people just experienced joy. An elderly lady, as I talked with her, she said, and she's there with her children and her grandchildren and little ones, she says, "This is the happiest day I remember in a long, long time." You know, this, I honestly believe this is a foretaste of what God has in store. But it's not about a building. And I do honestly want to thank the faithfulness of our executive team, past members who have left that team, and those who are current. I really honor them. The title that I kind of taglined our executive with is this: they're the keepers of the vision. They're the ones who write back from when God spoke into the hearts of Doug Drinn and Mike Jeffs, and they began to speak this vision of what God could do. That executive team has guarded it and has kept it. It has been challenged. It has been spoken against. It has been tried to be undermined. But the faithfulness of those men and women who have held that course have led us into this place that I believe the Lord is pleased in. I mean that. And to those men and women, if you're here, past or present, I'm going to ask you to just stand, if you would, please. Executive members, past and present. Ruth standing back there by a light. There's only a few of them that are here, but so thankful. Those that are not here, some, you know, sent their apologies because they were not able to be here. They're our building committee. There's this passage in Proverbs 24, 3 through 4, and this, I really believe, is applicable with the executive team and all that we took on. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, come and ask of me, and I will give it to you without finding fault. And those who responded to the invitation as the building committee, John Love, Andy Timmer, Trevor Jackson, Kylie Fennick, who took on the role alongside, and all credit and gratitude to, you know, Ernie and Helen Venter and the Integral Building Company. And they met us with such generosity of spirit, such humility, such willingness to do everything they could to keep us functional and working. You know, we met with Ernie regularly, with, you know, his project manager, Pete Shilkin. And we became friends really, truly with their foreman, Ethan, who was part of this team here. But there was a faithfulness for almost 2 years of meetings, of reviews, and faithful execution of that role. Men and women who fought for what they believed mattered. And when we were trying to, you know, things were worked out, do we need to pull back on that, hold back on that? Man, there was courage to step up and call out the things that mattered. And I really am so grateful that the Lord met us in tremendous wisdom. And the fruit of it is great. You know, there's a part of me, when I saw the clip in this, and it's my fault, I took the footage with a drone, but when I first saw this, you know, thing taking trees down, there was a part of me that was like, oh. You know, I love God's creation. I love everything that He's put His hand to and created. But I believe that He led us, the executive team, we began dreaming more than 5 years ago about what God wanted to do for the sake of people. And we began faithfully, and I mean this to you, what I honor in these men and women is this faithful exploration. You may remember we looked at different areas of the property to do things, and we called it back to this space. And when we looked at some drawings, we just, all of us in our heart, felt like this is what needs to go ahead. Years and years of faithful, you know, pursuit in prayer. But let me say this. Paul writes to the Corinthians, and I'm not going to speak for long because I want us to know that it's not about building, it's about our hearts and us committing ourselves before the Lord. Paul writes this to the Corinthians and says, whoever is building on this foundation that is laid needs to be very careful, For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that is laid at the base of it all, and that is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Whoever is building on the foundation that is laid must be careful. For no one can lay any other foundation than the one we already have, which is Christ Jesus. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, straw, but on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. And the fire will show a person's work and if it has any value. And if the work survives, the builder receives a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder suffers loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. Don't you realize that we all together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in us, and we must be careful how we build on the foundation of Christ. It is not about the bricks and mortar, the concrete and the water. It is about how we prepare our hearts as living stones in the household of God. The kingdom of God is an ever-advancing kingdom, and it is always growing and building, but the way that we become a part of that living temple is vital. We can't allow there to be cracks. We can't allow there to be divisions. You can't allow there to be these things that we just, you know, allow to bring decay and brokenness. You see, the Bible says that we are His workmanship, created for good works in Christ. It's Paul who earlier in 1 Corinthians 3 says this, you know, I planted the seeds in your hearts, Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting. It's not important who does the watering. What is important is that God makes the seed grow. There's a right honor where honor is due. There's a right honor to the executive. There's a right honor to the building team. There's a right honor to all those that have participated, who have volunteered, who have come, who have been a part of this opening weekend. But it doesn't matter who does what. What we have to realize, it is Christ. It is God who gives the increase, and we are responsible for the way that we build on that foundation of Christ. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose. Both will be rewarded for their hard work. For we are God's workers, you God's field, you are God's building. And may His name be made great in this place. Those passages were chosen really deliberately because in both Isaiah, in Chronicles, in the Psalms, God says time and again that He will bring people that are not naturally known as His people. And He will bring them from the nations and He'll draw them to Himself and they will become His people. And when I first was praying about whether our family would come here, I read in the Psalms that God was going to bring people from Tyre and Philistia and places that were foreign to the natural thinking of His people, but they would become His people. And it was in that we really felt that God called us to respond simply. I've told you before, but for weeks and weeks and weeks, I would ride a bicycle in the national park at Sydney, praying about, God, what have you called us back to this nation for? And I would blast that song in my ears and I would sing it like a madman. Jesus, I believe in you. And I would go to the ends of the earth. I want to be found spending myself on behalf of His kingdom advancing in this earth. 1 Kings chapter 8, Solomon stood and in a loud voice blessed the entire congregation of Israel. Before we close, I'm going to call us as a people, those who choose to respond in a prayer of commitment. And those words will be on the screen in a moment, but I want to read this before we do that. Solomon stood and in a loud voice blessed the entire congregation with these words. I'm going to ask you to stand for this, please. Praise the Lord, who has given rest to his people just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the wonderful promises he gave through his servant. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us, nor abandon us, nor have reason to. May he give us the desire to do his will in everything and to obey all his commands, his decrees, and his regulations that he gave our ancestors. And may these words that we pray in the presence of the Lord be before him constantly, day and night, so that the Lord our God may give justice to his people according to each day's needs. Then people all over the earth will know that the Lord alone is God and there is no other. And may you, may we, be completely faithful to the Lord our God. May we always obey his decrees and his commands, just as he has called us to today. In a moment, these words will be on the screen, and I'm going to ask that we pray together. I'm going to ask the worship team that are going to lead us to come. You see, the invitation now is to us. And this is a wonderfully joyful time and to celebrate everything that God has done. There are things that I have seen in this last month since our soft opening to our grand opening yesterday that I dreamt in my heart more than 25 years ago. There are things I felt the Lord showed me many, many years ago that I have stood here in these days and seen fulfilled. There's no time frame on the Lord's faithfulness. There's no time frame to the fruition of the things he declares. But God is faithful. And he calls us. There's still work to be done. It's not time to just settle back and admire the walls and the water. The kingdom of God is an ever advancing kingdom. We are his handiwork, and he has created us for great works in Christ. And I'm going to put the words to this prayer up. And I'm going to ask that if you choose, that you pray it out loudly. And then we'll close in song and a benediction. But let's take a moment of silence, prepare our hearts. And then if you choose, let's join in these words with a solemn devotion. I'll lead you in a moment. God, hear us as we pray. O Lord, our God, ruler of heaven and earth, the one who knows the hearts of all mankind, we As your people commit ourselves to honoring your great name, may we be found humble. May we be found peaceable. May we be found honest. May we be found gracious. May we be found diligent. May we be found strong. May we be found faithful. Bind our hearts together with yours and one another, that we may continue to see your kingdom come and your will done here on earth as it is in heaven. Continue to reveal yourself to us, in us, and through us, to the glory of your great name. And we say together, Amen. Amen. Let's lift our voices. Our God is great. This song was written as an anthem in the midst of this congregation, that we know that He will do great things amongst us. Let's praise His name together, and then we'll close. Amen, O God. You are great beyond our understanding. Your word says that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think or imagine. And Lord, we now in your presence, as we've committed ourselves before you and committed this space before you, we open our hearts that you would do the planting and you would do the watering and you would build up your church by the living stones of the believers, and that we would be a place that so resembles and echoes and invites your presence as a people, that our community and others would say to one another, come, let's go up to the house of the Lord. Come, let's see the great things that the Lord has done. And Lord, continue to build your kingdom. And I pray, O Lord, now that you, the great God of all creation, the giver of life, the forgiver of sin, the healer of the broken, would you bless us and would you keep us according to your will? Would you, O God, make your face to shine upon us and illuminate us in every way? And may we know, God, your grace extended to us, that we may be gracious in your name. And would you, O God, lift up the light of your countenance upon us, and may we go out with joy and be led forth with peace, now and always. Amen and amen.